Yo, 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 what it do, what it do, what it do. So check this out, man. First off, I want to just give my shout out to Anchor for being like my first sponsor. This is an amazing app. This app helps you and teach you the tools and things that you need to know and what you need to do with creating your podcast. That's like by far the most best thing ever. So if anybody out there that's like looking and wanted to start a podcast, like, please download the Anchor app. You know, they start you off with 15 cents. You know, it's not much. It may not sound like much. It ain't much, but it's something. It's better than nothing to get you to get that motivation, to get that drive to keep you going. I just want to touch on a few things that what my podcast and my videos and everything will consist of. I know you're hearing like cars and stuff in the background. It's because I'm sitting outside, and you know, people who probably listen to this first probably want to like, yo, why is this man outside? Well, it's a beautiful day outside for one, and for two, it's the best thing to get in touch with your nature. Sometimes, you know, taking a walk, you know, going for a drive or a bike ride, whatever, just to like recollect your thoughts, to process just the day, or just to think about what you went through today, or the week, or the year, you know, because 2020 has been a crazy year for us. But just want to let you know, like, this is what my podcast is will consist of. You know, I'm talking about, I call it true stories. Reason why I call it true stories, because my life is a true story, just as everybody else is a true story. You know, things that I experienced and things that I went through in my life and things that I overcome and surpass through, you know, and even then, still to this day, I'm still going through and still struggling with, you know, like people with like mental illness that deal with depression, deep depression, PTSD, bipolar, you know. I suffer through those things, and then I still yet find different ways and things to help me cope with it, you know, such as like going in the gym, jogging. I would say smoking, but I don't even condone that. I mean, I can't like tell y'all what to do. It is a good thing to cope with sometimes, because I mean, sometimes you can't even really numb it. You have to deal with it. It's best to deal with it. That's like me personally. I had to put everything to the side, and I had to learn how to face my fears and like my dreams and things that I went through like head on straight, you know. I turned to God for those who not that are religious or not religious, you know, well, religious people who believe in God, you know, that's me personally, that's who I turn to. For those who don't really believe in God, like, you can believe just in something, believe in something that's like greater than you, believe in something that you know that has been with you, whether it's the universe, the sun, your mom, your dad, your brother, somebody that just like that always seemed to pull you through out of those dark moments. But I'm gonna have people on here and different individuals come on here and speak about like, you know, their real life stories about things that they went through and how they coped and how they dealt, and then talk about where they at. Not only going to be like all depressing stories, I promise you it's not. It's all going to be about, it's also laughter, because you know, you laugh through your pain, you know, you laugh at fear, you laugh at, you know, obstacles, because obstacles that face us in our life, it may seem in our head that they're like too big that we can't even get over it, but really it's really not. Me personally, you know, with the strength of God and with love and support that I have in my life to this day now, you know, they help me take on those obstacles head on. You know, even when I feel like myself, when I can't take it head on, I rely on God for strength. I allow on my support system to like help me and to pull me out and to give me advice. But I'm not going to make it too long. I'm not going to make this podcast too long. I'm just trying to, you know, give you the rough draft, the basics, you know. I mean, is there's no way around it. Everything is going to be straight forward. Like, I'm straight shooting for it. Like, you know, there won't be any beating around the bush. So if you feel like my words are kind of harsh, or if you feel like I'm being too detailed or too specific, then You know, by all means, you don't have to continue to keep listening. You really do not. You know, I appreciate you for like listening in just to see what I'm about. But, you know, God made you your own person. You don't have to listen. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. And I'm just hoping that I can take off with this. I have a friend. He's also starting a podcast. His is called Breaking Generational Curses. You know, I want you to tune into his stuff too, because his name is Ephraim. You know, I want you to tune into his. You know, this goes out to like, you know, the Black community of, you know, how people who were brought up with no fathers, or how we weren't brought up to like learn about, you know, credit, or, you know, making a savings account, or, you know, investing, you know, stuff like that. You know, I know for me, like, I didn't have my father in my life, and I just had a lot of bad influences, but I had my mom, and my mom, she worked, she constantly worked, she never stopped, you know, and I admire that woman more than anything. I admire that woman. That woman, she's a queen, you know. But yeah, so tune in. I hope this is a success. Even if it's not, you know, I'm gonna keep pushing forward, you know. That's another thing too, motivation. I'm also be talking about motivation and not giving up on your dreams, you know. If you dream it, and if you feel it, and if you feel that you're meant for something bigger, you know, go out there and search for it. Go out there and push for it, you know. Don't let nobody tell you different. Don't let nobody stop you stop you from doing something that you feel in your heart that you need to do, you know. And it's another thing I have to touch on this. Always try to make sure your heart and your mind is aligned with each other. I always find that difficult for me, because my mind would be thinking one thing, but my heart would be feeling another. And that was always like hard for me to put them together and make them like just react with each other, just make them go in with each other, you know. And it is easier said than done, but I promise you, from the things that I would talk about and other individuals would talk about, maybe that might help you, and in a way where you'll be able to kind of get your mind and your heart aligned with each other. But stay tuned. This is going to be lit. This is going to be fun. You know, I'm with this. I hope y'all with me too. You know, I'm a little bit nervous, but you know what? Hey, you got to get out your comfort zone. You know, only way to grow is to get out your comfort zone. And later on in my next episode, you're going to learn about that. How often I got out of my comfort zone, how the situations and the things that I've been through that put me out of my comfort zone that ended up making me grow. And to be the person who I am today, to be the man who wanted to start this podcast, who wanted to be out there and be able to help people. But stay tuned. God bless y'all. And thank y'all for listening.